From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, October 7th. Lawyers representing the city of Chico presented their arguments to a federal judge yesterday. Their goal is to exit the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. It outlines how often the city can forcibly remove people sleeping on public property and how many people it can move at a time. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
The city filed for Rule 60 relief. This allows court rulings to be overturned if they were filed in error or if the laws around a ruling have changed. The city filed a similar request last year, which was denied by federal Judge Dale Drost. Drost heard the city's arguments again yesterday. This time, lawyers representing the city argued the agreement should only apply to the unhoused individuals who sued the city and not all unhoused people. Drost appeared skeptical, noting the city had voluntarily entered the agreement years ago and questioned why its concerns weren't raised sooner. He called some arguments absurd and the process irritating. Drost has taken the motion and arguments under review and will have a ruling at an unknown time in the future. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, a Yuba County correctional officer has been booked into Placer County Jail for suspected sexual activity with an inmate. The female inmate at Yuba County Jail reported a sexual assault by Matthew Babb last Friday, who has been an employee since 2020. The inmate says Babb removed her from jail under the pretense of a medical appointment, then assaulted her in Oliverst. An investigation confirmed Babb transported the inmate to multiple locations before and after the incident. He has also been placed on administrative leave. And yesterday, Audrey Denny formally announced that she will run against District 1 Congressman Doug LaMalfa in 2026. This will be her third bid to unseat LaMalfa. He's held the position for more than a decade. In a campaign ad, she criticized Republicans in Washington.
Every so often, a challenge comes along that's so big, it shakes everything you thought you could count on. That moment is now, with Trump and Republicans in control of Washington. Our Constitution, American values, the social safety net, our democracy are all under attack.
Republicans have historically had a lock on District 1, but if voters pass Proposition 50 in November, that will likely change and it will favor Democrats. Also, California's special election is less than a month away, and ballot drop-off locations are now officially open. Voters statewide are set to weigh in on Proposition 50. That's Governor Gavin Newsom's congressional redistricting plan, which may be one of his most forceful efforts yet to push back against President Donald Trump. Jeannie Kwong with Cal Matters has the explainer.
President Trump pushed Texas to redraw its congressional maps this year in order to secure five more Republican House seats in the midterms. Traditionally, states redraw those maps every 10 years when the census results come in. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom wants California to redraw its maps early, too. The hope is to give Democrats five more House seats to cancel Republican gains. In Texas, politicians can redraw congressional maps. But in California, maps are drawn by the state's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. To overturn those maps, Sacramento lawmakers have to get approval from voters. If you vote yes on Prop 50, you're voting to put maps that favor Democrats in place and suspend the Redistricting Commission's power until the next census in 2030. If you vote no, you're voting to keep California's current congressional district lines and to keep map-drawing power with the commission.
That was CalMatters' Jeannie Huang. Additionally, there are new developments in the transition of North State Public Radio to Chico State. The handover has been pushed back by about a month, and all station staff members must reapply for their jobs. Cap Radio has managed NSPR for the last 5 years, but Chico State takes over on December 1st. Chico State Enterprises, an auxiliary organization under the university, will manage NSPR. As part of the transition, it posted listings for all jobs at the station on its website and external hiring sites. The university's provost, Leslie Cornick, says they won't make changes to programming or staffing in the transition.
It just doesn't make sense to have that level of upheaval.
Chico State Enterprises Director of Human Resources, Russell Whitmire, says it was required to post the jobs. He says that current NSPR employees' work experience at the station will, quote, definitely carry a lot of weight in hiring. NSPR, CAP Radio, and Chico State Management did not review this story before it was broadcast. In other news, the federal government started a new program Friday targeting unaccompanied children in the U.S. immigration system. Children 14 and older are being offered $2,500 for what the Department of Homeland Security calls a, quote, voluntary option to return to their country of origin. That excludes people from Mexico. Watchdog correspondent Jordan Running says this worries immigration lawyers.
They're very concerned that the children won't understand what they're signing. It's uncertain at this point whether they will have that access to a lawyer that they would need to really understand these issues that even for a lot of adults are hard to understand.
Unaccompanied children in the immigration system have rights that aren't given to adults, like the guarantee they can speak to their attorneys and stricter guidelines on the facilities they're housed in. And finally, three people were critically injured last night when the medical helicopter they were on crashed onto eastbound Highway 50. The crash happened a little after 7 p.m. The helicopter didn't catch fire, and no one on the ground was injured. Officials say the people aboard the Reach helicopter included two women and a man, a pilot, a nurse, and a paramedic. A spokesperson with California Highway Patrol's South Sacramento office says the crash will be investigated by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, October 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.